At the feet of Mother, the translator I bow down. In answer to these great teachers, I sing this song. Don't try to refute anything here, and don't try to prove it. But listen to the meaning, the reality. Where there's nothing that's seen, this is seeing by far supreme. This is the innate mind of luminous love. Where there's nothing to search for, this the discovery supreme. This is the innate mind, the treasure trove. Where there's nothing to be eaten, no satiation supreme. The food of samadhi, the food which liberates. Where there's nothing to be drunk, no satisfaction supreme. This is the drink of bodhicitta. This is original wisdom, simply aware of itself. This is the realm of the inexpressible. This is not within reach of the shravakas or naive ones, nor is it the sphere of experience of a logician. If you realize reality past all bestowing, and past all receiving empowerment supreme, if you realize the reality past all high and low, this is what's called the booming most supreme. If you realize the reality which is unreachable by means of progression, that is the path supreme. If you realize the reality unborn, undying, this is what's known as fulfilling the highest need. If you realize the reality past all measurement, this is what's called the valley cognition supreme. If you realize the reality past all greater and less, this is what's known as the honorable supreme. If you realize the reality, neither good nor bad, this is known as supreme among all methods. If you realize the reality past duality, this is what's known as supreme among all views. If you realize the reality free of reverence point, this is what's known as the best of meditations. If you realize the reality free of adopting and free of rejecting, that's conduct most supreme. If you realize the reality free of all effort and strain, this is what's known as fruition.